We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Well, Kevin Noone covers Ohio State for BuckeyeGrove.com, publisher, managing editor of the Rivals-related website. Big news coming down that the Big Ten is expected to announce a conference-only football season, which means no Buckeyes in Eugene this year. I don't know if this is that shocking to people, but this is one of the huge dominoes to continue to fall during COVID, with college football looming just on the horizon. So Kevin joins us now. He's on Twitter at Kevin_Noone. Kevin, thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland. Just your thoughts in general of the report that came out about 20 minutes ago, the Big Ten looking to go conference only.
Yeah, selfishly, I'm upset. I was looking forward to donuts and food trucks coming out there to Portland and heading down to Eugene. But, you know, I think this has been something that has been in the works, and we've had the opportunity to talk to people both on and off the record over the months. And you know, there's something to be said about the familiarity of your conference schedule. And it's not necessarily about on the field. It's about protocols and routines. You travel to your division mates every other year, and a little bit less for guys who are, or for teams that are on the other side of the division. You know hotels, you know locker rooms, you know where all of those things are set up. And you know, unfortunately, I think that if we're going to be seeing any football being played in September or October or whatnot, that may be the, you know, limiting some of the unknown, some of the things you can't control might be the best course to getting there. But obviously, a major disappointment for Ohio State fans. This is a game they've been looking forward to for years, and I've had my phone blowing up with people asking me if I felt that this report was true, and I have no reason to doubt it.
Yeah, well, and you got to think, so much money on the line, such a big game, that we'll get that. It'll get rescheduled at some point. It just sucks to have to wait a little bit longer for the reschedule.
By the way, really quick, I don't mean to interrupt you. Sports, ESPN is now running. They said their sources are also concluding the Big Ten is going conference only.
Well, and then I'm curious, how does this news sink in following and on the heels of the news that came out about Ohio State yesterday? And they're one of the programs that aren't releasing the exact numbers of positive tests, but saying that they're shutting things down for the time being has to be a little concerning.
It does. I think it just shows the severity of, and the unknown that's going on here. I mean, we could go round and round whether or not, you know, what you believe COVID is in terms of its, you know, its overall severity or whatnot, but nobody is going to be looking to take any chances. And in doing so, you know, Ohio State has really been ahead of the curve in terms of being very cautious with this whole process. I mean, they were one of the first schools to come out for voluntary workouts and whatnot. But, you know, the university also has been very cutting edge in terms of, you know, they got raked a little bit over that Buckeye pledge that people kind of misinterpreted as a waiver. You know, we've all had the opportunity to read it. It certainly wouldn't hold up in court in terms of any sort of legal binding paperwork. But, you know, I think that when you see Ohio State shutting or pausing its voluntary workouts, you know, for a week or two, while it reassesses and goes through whatnot, certainly shows that there are no foregone conclusions on this. And you know, everybody's ready to make a decision here on July 9th or July 11th or July 13th. You know, we have stuff changing hourly, I mean, let alone daily and weekly. And it just, again, shows the volatile nature of all of this.
Yeah, Kevin Noone is our guest here. He covers Ohio State football for Buckeye Grove. He's the manager and publishing editor of it. Give him a follow on Twitter at Kevin_Noone as we're talking Ohio State and the Big Ten in general, as they're announced that they're going to go conference-only games, at least for this coming fall. Now, that's kind of what I'm curious about. I get your two cents on this one, Kevin, because you're connected to the program. Ohio State has, you know, they've kicked around the idea of, hey, maybe we'll have X amount of fans, as you mentioned, that Buckeye pledge. But now they've paused their voluntary workouts for an undisclosed amount of people testing positive. I can't fathom how football season's going to go if this thing doesn't go away and you continue having a decent amount of positive tests. Do you pause your season and don't play for 2 weeks? I don't know what the criteria is there, but where would you say Ohio State is in large, because there's such a huge determining factor of what Big Ten football is? Where are they and Gene Smith at on potentially punting on fall football and kicking around the idea of spring football?
Spring football doesn't work for so many reasons. And I got a release from Fox Sports and former coach Urban Meyer talking about the non-viability of spring football. And to be honest, I haven't had the opportunity to go in and read the release, but I'm sure he agrees with a lot of the same points that I do there. I think it's, you have to play it in the fall or you just have to terminate that season, because I don't see a way from a welfare standpoint, you know, not even talking about whether or not there's going to be a vaccine or medications to be able to just deal with the life of COVID still being out there. Are you going to play a season that's going to run March to June, give them a couple of days off and grind up the machine again to play again in 2021? We don't ask NFL players to play that concentration of games in that short a period of time. Plus, two, you're going to sit there and see the Trevor Lawrences and the Justin Fields of the world. They're draft eligible after this season. And that's, you know, that's a calendar thing. Why would they come back and play at that point? Mm-hmm. You can talk about, I'm out there playing for my brotherhood out there on the field all you want. You know, there are very real business decisions to be made at that point. And while, you know, while we can't sit there and say, well, we're going to move the season into the fall and be unsafe with it just to try and keep 30 players eligible from playing and not going to the league, I just think that there are just too many things at work in there that a spring scenario does not work whatsoever. Apologies to Lincoln Riley, who seems to be very much on board mm-hmm. with that.
Well, we know like the next couple of weeks are going to be really important. I think things can start ramping up for programs on July 13th, and then that six-week calendar officially begins on July 24th to try and ramp up to get the season underway on the date that it's supposed to start. Is there any inclination on how long things would be shut down for Ohio State and when they're going to be able to return to working out and practicing and getting the season underway?
I mean, I've heard a mid-July reevaluation date or more so the things would not open up much before July 15th. But I mean, I think that, you know, it's a situation of where you're going through and you're evaluating where the health of your team and your staff and everybody is. And remember, this is, you know, this is being closed down for all fall sports. This isn't just football. This is men's and women's basketball and other sports as well. I can't see it being a prolonged situation. I think it's something, though, that allows them to hit the reset button a little bit, maybe examine what's working, what's not working, and kind of see where the Big Ten is and where Power Five conferences are and whatnot, because I think we're going to see a lot of copycat. And I get asked the question often, do I see there being fall football? And I think as long as the SEC is a viable organization, they're going to play. And I can't see other Power Five leagues saying, well, we're just not going to play at that point. So I think everybody's just trying to play the long game the best that they can to try and figure out how to make this work.
Yeah. Kevin, we'll get you out of here on this one, man. We appreciate the time too up here. Since we know that Ohio State's not coming to Eugene It's not been canceled for Oregon to go to Ohio State next year in 2021. And I think Duck fans were looking to travel, go to the Shoe, and see a great matchup. Do you know off the top of your head, or maybe you'd have to do some digging a little bit, do you know when Ohio State could come to Eugene in the relative future, given that they're not coming this year?
Well, the only year in the next decade that they don't have a marquee game on the books is 2029. I could see a scenario, you know, the 2021 and 2029 seems to be a bit of a stretch. You know, I guess the other alternative is if we're back to normal, you make it a one-game series at a neutral site or something, and you write both schools big checks.
Yeah.
But I know Ohio State fans would be disappointed for not having the opportunity to go see Autzen, and I know that Oregon fans would be really disappointed for not having the opportunity to go see Ohio Stadium. But, you know, Ohio State certainly does have a couple years in the mid-20s of where they have – I think there's a year where they have Texas and Notre Dame on the schedule. You know, there is the potential that they could maybe slide some things around, but just looking at face value, the next window of opportunity where there is not an A-quality game on the schedule yet is 29.
Yeah, well, that's quite a bit away, but I'll tell you right now, as a Pac-12 fan, given what we've seen over the last few seasons, I would have no doubt that if they agreed to a neutral site game to appease both sides, it's probably going to end up being in Indianapolis or Cleveland anyway. So I don't think Ohio State fan doesn't need to worry too much about that. Kevin Noone runs the Buckeye Grove website, Yahoo Rivals website. He is the managing and publishing editor. He's on Twitter at Kevin_Noone. Does a great job covering Ohio State football. Kevin, we appreciate the time, my man. Thank you so much for hopping on with us here in Portland.
Absolutely. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.